I'm Richard Hake with WNYC's series, Life After Sandy. This time of year, almost everyone is scrambling with last-minute shopping or trying to get out of town or get their own homes ready for visits with family and friends. But for those whose houses and businesses were damaged in the storm, this Christmas season is filled with stresses and unexpected disruptions.
We were supposed to get married. We were trying to set it for next September. I don't think that's going to happen. It's all right. We can wait.
That's Angelita Laguno Dor in Union Beach, New Jersey. Everyone calls her Gigi, and she and her fiancé Walter have been spending much of their time coping with the loss of her beachfront restaurant called Jacob Bob's Bay. Gigi also spends lots of her time in the area's food shelter, helping out her neighbors, while Walter sorts through the rubble and tries to fix up a new building that will hopefully house the restaurant, at least for now. They have been together for a decade, but Gigi says Sandy has been very hard on their relationship.
It's been a little rough. You know, we're close, but it's a lot of stress. You know, we're trying to juggle the house. You're trying to juggle this. He's like, you're always at Barrow Hall. I need you here. You know, it's a tough balance. I just said to him the other day, we just need a day for ourselves if we could just figure that out. And then we laugh because how are we going to get that? You know, because the phone rings and this one needs this and we need to go here. And he's like, turn off that phone, but I can't.
And for some other residents who lost everything, including belongings and homes, we find some close-knit extended families living in close quarters this holiday. It's creating something close to an extended family reunion. WNYC reporter Marianne McCune picks up our story in Gerritsen Beach, Brooklyn.
My name's Heather Hardy. Everybody knows that.
She's a professional boxer.
I'm coming from Gleason's gym, where I've been all day working, training.
At Gleason's, everybody does know Hardy's name. And the same is true in Gerritsen Beach. It's where she grew up, her mother grew up, her grandmother grew up, even her great-grandmother lived there. When Sandy hit, the tiny Brooklyn neighborhood was not designated an evacuation zone. So Hardy says people didn't prepare and lost a lot that they didn't have to.
People were like crying over mountains of garbage because it wasn't garbage, it's their whole lives.
The Hardys live around the corner from the bus stop. Their house is currently just barely livable. They removed a fallen tree, replaced drywall, fixed the electricity and heat, and threw down rugs to keep the dust and mold from overwhelming them until they do the work it really needs.
And Heather's home. Hey, Annie.
The Hardy family is closer knit than a lot of people could stand.
Before the flood even happened, we were at a party here at my mom's house, and one of my cousins came in and was like, Heather, your house is on fire.
While they were waiting for the landlord to rebuild the place, she and her 8-year-old daughter Annie moved into her parents' 2.5-bedroom house. Her 23-year-old brother has the downstairs bedroom, and her 24-year-old sister Caitlin comes here every afternoon to watch Annie and her own son. That was the situation when Sandy hit.
We had everybody in the family here that night thinking it would be safer here.
And then Heather's dad says the water started to seep in every crack.
Me and my sister are dancing around, oh my God, water's coming in, water's coming in. And my mom's like, get me a towel, you idiots.
It went from no water in the house to in our knees in a matter of 3 minutes.
John recently injured his back.
Son was 6'4", my nephew was 6'4", had to pick me up and pass me out the window, along with all our grandkids.
Uncle Guy and Uncle Eric bumped my head on the window.
Were you scared?
A little. The only person I heard screaming was you. Okay. Get the door shut!
In the days that followed, at least a few important things happened in the emotional life of this family. First, the father of Caitlin's 2-year-old boy showed up to help every day. And this is a guy who, over the summer, got drunk and beat up a neighbor. He's also hit Caitlin. He was in rehab, and she was trying to work things out again, but her parents were wary.
I don't think they would have given him right now, with holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, like as open of a chance as they did, because he helped them so much. He cut the tree down, he put walls up, he carried things for daddy, he did everything that he was asked to do, and then did more, and I don't think they would have given him enough chance if he didn't show himself the way he did.
But I also think it was because of the proximity. Everybody was here every single day for the first 2 weeks, but because we were all thrown together the way we were after Sandy, we got to see the side of him that he wanted us to see.
And the reason why I go back to him all the time and don't just leave like everybody tells me to.
Sandy's truce may not last forever, they agree.
Until an episode occurs again.
Until something happens to cause us to need to be at the hospital or to do something else like that.
Or it'll never happen again.
Yes, I pray to God that it never happens again.
Heather is 30 and the oldest sibling, and she says she's glad to have a place to live.
Yeah. Nothing like being 30 and single and living home with mom. Sounds great.
Okay, in some ways, she says, post-Sandy, she feels more stuck than ever.
There's nothing in Garrison Beach to rent because everybody's looking. There's so much competition. Before, it used to be like, oh, I got to get rid of this apartment. And now it's like, oh, I got an apartment. You know, hey.
If I had a basement apartment, I would know 10 people that would want it.
Nobody wants to rent to a single mom. People hear single mom and they think, wow, all she got to do is stop paying the rent. And I can't kick her out for 18 months. Plus, I'm a professional athlete. I don't make $1 million. I'm not Derek Jeter, you know?
Heather's won all three of her first professional fights. But so far, she's still living on what she makes as a trainer.
We've told her many times, it doesn't matter how old you are. Who cares what anybody else thinks? You have a job to do. You like your career. You're good at it.
But Heather worries about her daughter.
You know, she's 8, and everybody needs their own personal space. You know, my kid doesn't have that where she can come home from school and go to her room. And her father, my ex-husband, just recently got remarried and is moving back into the house that we lived in when we were married. So my daughter is now getting her own room back, and she gets all this stuff on the weekends, and I don't have anything to give her. That's super hard. Makes me really worried.
Annie says she's fine with no room.
I really don't mind.
What about when we had our own apartment? You miss that?
A little.
If it was up to my mother, we'd all just stay here. She's like, oh, we need to rebuild? Okay, let's just put on 8 more bedrooms so that no one ever has to leave.
Are you going
to
build bigger?
We are. We're going to put space aside for the two of them so Annie will have her own space, Heather can have some privacy, and they can do whatever they want.
One family, for better or worse, brought even closer together by Sandy. For WNYC, I'm Marianne McCune in Garrison Beach, Brooklyn.
Tonight, the Hardys will go to Christmas Eve Mass like they do every year, then come back to their patched house to be with each other and any relatives, friends, or neighbors who stop by. Thousands of other people in the region are displaced because of the storm's destruction and aftermath and will also spend this holiday away from their homes. To read more about the series Life After Sandy, go to WNYC.org to meet our residents through pictures and videos. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hagan.